Let's start with something that's on nearly every Texan's mind, water.
As I'm out in my district and talking to economic development individuals and people who are trying to attract businesses to come here, some of the first things that businesses ask, do you have an adequate water supply?
That's State Senator Glenn Hager. He's one of several lawmakers pushing to fund water projects this session as the growing state deals with an extended dry spell. 97% of the state is currently in drought conditions, and Texas's reservoirs are only 65% full. Lawmakers will also have to find money if they're going to fund any water projects. Some officials, including Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, have suggested tapping the Rainy Day Fund.
I'm looking at working with my colleagues, and I don't want to get ahead of myself. I've got to talk to the senators, talk with the House, but bring out about $1 billion out of the Rainy Day Fund, set it up in the Water Infrastructure Bank so that we can start helping.
There are also two big state agencies up for reform bills. The big one to watch is the Railroad Commission, starting with their name. The commission regulates oil and gas drilling in Texas and has nothing to do with railroads. So there could be legislation that would change the name to the more apt Texas Energy Resources Commission. And there may be work to reform fundraising by commissioners running for election, limiting the amount of time they can raise money. And there are numerous other bills that have been filed, from fracking to global warming preparedness. For State Impact Texas, I'm Terrence Henry.